Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus.
Hello, everyone. God bless you today. Happy New Year. We want to give praise and glory today to our blessed Lord Jesus Christ for another year. And we want to thank him today for this opportunity to reach out to the world via Blog Talk Radio. What a wonderful method of communication this is that we are able to broadcast every week on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, the prophetic news broadcast. And on Monday evening, we are on the Prophecy Zone at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So in 2011, hopefully, we will be expanding the radio ministry and expanding the YouTube ministry. We also have a YouTube channel, which is Jonah T for Tom 48, and we have a website, propheticnews.com. We have been able to minister to over 100,000 people this year for a very low budget. No, we're not having a financial crisis in the ministry. We're not going away. We're not going off the air. We don't need $1.5 million or $2 million. It's really quite pathetic, isn't it, that Rod Parsley, Paula White, Benny Hinn, they're all begging for money this time of year. They're in having a financial crisis. But isn't it amazing that Seed Faith is not working for them? They're telling you that if you send them money, you're going to get a breakthrough, you're going to get a financial miracle, but yet they can't pay their bills. So, how are you going to be able to pay yours by sending them money? It's a little bit of a contradiction there, isn't it? But that's how deceived they've become. It's very sad what's happened to these people that perhaps at one time were totally sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they sold themselves out for fame and fortune. So we want to be careful that we stay grounded in the Word of God. We want to have pure motives, and especially where the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is concerned, that we give him glory. We don't abuse the gospel for our own gain and for our own purposes. Anyway, the chat room is open. If you have anything to say, this is a live call-in show. So we also have a call-in number. We're going to be on for 30 minutes today. Usually we're on for 60, but today we're just going to have a short version of the program. And the call-in number is 914-338-1638. We also have Skype, so you can dial free Skype to Skype if you like. I'm just learning about all these things. There's so many different ways to communicate nowadays. Anyway, we know that we live in perilous times. There's many false prophets that have gone out into the world. I find it amazing that I posted a video on YouTube, Benny Hinn and Paula White. And, of course, Benny Hinn is not yet divorced. His wife has filed for divorce. But he was claiming that he was going to try to reconcile his marriage, and he didn't want this divorce, but yet he ran off to Rome with Paula White, and they were photographed holding hands. Apparently it looked like a dating relationship, but what I want to know is, how does a not yet divorced Christian have a girlfriend? I don't think that's biblical. I think you're supposed to wait till after you get divorced, but even all that is a little sketchy. So anyway, I get these crazy emails from people saying, oh, since when is it wrong for someone to hold hands? Well, I think if it was any one of you and you were going through a divorce and it was your husband or your wife that was walking down the street holding hands with another person, I think you would be a little upset about it. We're not supposed to be dating people when we're not divorced. I think that's called adultery. I don't know. But that's what my Bible says. So I'm like, what is going on with people? But I find those comments amusing. Anyway, we want to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We are going to be bringing you some very interesting guests in 2011. We will be having next week, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be having James Sundquist, who wrote the book, Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church? And he also has a website. I think it's called Rock Salt, but James Sundquist. You can Google him or whatever search engine you use. I don't particularly want to promote Google, but you can look up his ministry information. He's got some great articles. Also, I'll be having Steve Lumley from Apostasy Watch the next week, and he's got some great information on his website, so if you want to go there. But we will be bringing on more guests, and if any of you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss, then why don't you email me at susan@propheticnews.com, and if there's something that you would like us to talk about, something that interests you, then just let us know, and we'll see if we can bring the guest on. But I know that some of the things that interest me very much and I find very important is the vaccinations. I don't know, some of you that have listened to my program know that I have talked about it many times, but most childhood vaccines, even some of the adult vaccines that are given, contain aborted babies. They contain cell lines that were used from babies that were aborted. So you definitely don't want to be injecting your child with something like that. And I think that you need to be an informed parent, especially Christian parents. You need to know what somebody is injecting into your baby, injecting into you. We wonder why we have so much brain damage in children, so much autism and ADHD and every other kind of brain malady. But I believe that it's caused by the vaccinations, by having a murdered child injected into another human being. It's a little bizarre. I wonder why there's not enough people speaking out about this. I myself contacted Rod Parsley's ministry 10 or 20 times, emailed, called, spoke to their school principal, spoke to the secretary, called John Hagee's ministry, spoke with his secretary, called the 700 Club, called TBN, called Daystar Network, notified some kind of famous Christian doctors like Dan Colbert, and I've never heard one of these people ever talk about it. I'm like, why don't you care about this subject? They claim to be pro-life, but yet they don't want to let people know what's in vaccinations. Very strange. Especially, I was really surprised with Rod Parsley, because his son had autism. And anyway, if you want to get more information about the ingredients in vaccinations besides the aborted babies, the mercury, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the monkey embryos, I don't know. It's weird. But you can also put that in a search engine, vaccines from abortion, or you can go to my website, propheticnews.com. I have some links there. But I also have a video that I did on YouTube, on the YouTube channel, JonahT48. But please get this information out. Let your pastors know. Let your women's ministries know what's going on, so that we can see a decrease in brain damage in children. And I hope to do more in the future, too. So that's something that's very important to me. You know, we're just on this earth for a short time. We all know that the Bible says, and I'm going to read this scripture in James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So we're just here for a short time, and we want to make our lives count for the Lord Jesus Christ. What's more important, the only thing that we take with us when we leave this world, is other human beings that have been born again, saved. I believe in the born-again experience. I believe in altar calls. I believe that you receive salvation when you're born again. I don't believe that you have to keep working to get salvation. That's like a Catholic thing. A lot of people are trying to bring that back, but I don't believe that, because I was born again 30 years ago, asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, asked him to change my life, and he changed me instantly. So I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. And anybody that's listening today, if you're out there today and you're disappointed in life, you're disappointed with your family, your friends, and you just feel like giving up, there is hope. There is only one person that you can really count on, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Human beings will always disappoint you. So if you're putting your faith and trust in humans, you will be disappointed. The Bible says, cursed is the man who puts his trust in man. So we know that we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and we don't look to human beings when they fail, when they fall, and our lives fall apart because the pastor committed adultery, or some of these TV preachers commit adultery. And so people fall apart. Well, no, we're not supposed to fall apart because some human being disappointed us. Your husband, your wife will disappoint you, your children, and that's life. But the main thing is that we stay focused on our mission. I think it's hilarious, really, that there's still people out there that want to believe that they came from an ape. they're so critical of Christians. You notice that we're always being accused of being narrow-minded and judgmental and all that, but yet look how people judge us. It's very hard to have a friend. Say you're a Christian and you try to have a friend that's not saved, and you'll see how quickly they become very angry with you because, for instance, your stand on homosexuality, if you don't believe in homosexuality, or you don't believe in abortion, or some of these other things that people that don't know Jesus believe in. It's very amazing to me how fast they'll run away from you, and but yet we're the ones that people accuse of not being tolerant. But yet they would rather believe that they came from an ape, and that apes were their relatives, instead of believing that they were created in the image and likeness of an almighty God. So I want to ask you the question today: what is the better deal? The better deal is that you didn't come from an ape. You weren't, the earth didn't just happen by osmosis. There is a God out there. He's an almighty God. He's an all-knowing God. It's pretty wonderful, his creation, isn't it? So why would you choose to believe that you came from an ape? It's pitiful. It's pitiful. It's really, really pitiful. Another thing that is so pitiful, and I noticed that there was someone on Facebook today. I don't know if it was a true story or it was a narrative, but they were saying something about being in a church service on New Year's Eve, and somebody was telling people to sow their New Year's Eve seed faith gift, and he stood up and he challenged the preacher, and I think they were asking for $2,000 or something, and so he challenged the preacher that was preaching, well, if you really believed it, then so give me $2,000. Anyway, isn't it pathetic, really, what's become of Christian television, so-called, and Christian ministries, where they have strayed so far from the faith that they want you to believe that if you merely give God money, then all your dreams will come true. Your bills will be paid. You don't have to have any accountability for the things that you do. All you have to do is give TBN or Rod Parsley or Benny Hinn or Richard Roberts. All you have to do is send them a financial gift, and God Almighty himself jumps off the throne, and he will give you your heart's desires. Well, they have done such a good job with this, because they have so many people deceived and deluded into believing that you actually have to buy miracles. Like, this is a Catholic thing. This is something that the Catholics did, and they still do, is that if you give a certain amount of money, call a Catholic church and ask them if they still do it. They do. If after you die, they will actually, you can pay to have masses said for dead people, so that if they went to purgatory, that you could actually pray and have masses said to get them out of purgatory and get them into heaven. And this still goes on. Also, you can light candles, you can put money in the offerings there, and you can get miracles for your sick relatives and things like that. So this is an old religious pagan practice that has crept into the church. And there's more people that believe this than that don't believe it. For me personally, I would rather serve a God that I didn't have to pay off. I didn't have to try to appease him with offerings and flowers and fruit and incense. And I'm his child, so I would rather believe that I walk by faith and not by sight, and that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I put my faith in God, and I ask him, because the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say pay off and you shall receive. I don't see any scriptures like that anywhere in my Bible. I just see that God is our Father. Any parent out there knows that when your child has a need, you don't say to your child, now, if you want me to feed you and clothe you and keep a roof over your head, you're going to have to give me $5 a week or $10 a week to show me that you really want this thing, and then I will do it for you. So it is so ridiculous to think that God operates that way. Oh, I don't know. We have become a laughingstock for the most part to the world for the way we've displayed Christianity. I don't display Christianity like that. I know there's many people out there that don't. But the Christianity that people are seeing for the most part on Christian, what they call Christian television, it's not anywhere near biblical Christianity. They've strayed so far. I like what someone had a YouTube video, and I thought it was really good that he said Rod Parsley is begging for almost $2 million because he's got a shortfall, and he's going to have to go off the air. But Rod Parsley lives in a $1 million house, so why doesn't he sell his house if he can't pay his bills or give up his luxurious lifestyle? No, he's not going to do that. But you have to send him money so he can stay on, I don't know how many networks he's on. When this brother was saying, well, why doesn't he just go on YouTube? YouTube is free. He could be on YouTube all over the world. He wouldn't have to pay anything. But yet, he wants you to send him millions of dollars so he could feed his ego and be on all these Christian television networks for millions, costing him millions of dollars. So maybe he needs to go off the air. He might need to go off the air for a while and get his life straightened out. So it might be a good thing. Personally, I'd like to see all these preachers that are pimping the gospel, I like to see them go away. Just go away. Either repent or go away. And let there be some voices out there for people that didn't compromise and didn't sell out the gospel and preach the gospel, even if they have to work at Kmart or Walmart or McDonald's or whatever. But they're still going to get the gospel out because the gospel's free. Everybody's got a mouth. A Bible doesn't cost anything to witness to people. Nothing. No, nothing. You don't need a $1 million budget. You don't need any kind of budget. So gospel is a free gift. We do it because we love God. We do it because we love people. We want to see people born again. And that should be everybody's motivation. We're not in it to live a lavish lifestyle and to manipulate people. No, that's wrong. And I want to see it stop. I want to see some people out there go to, if Mike Murdoch happens to come in your area, or Benny Hinn, or this Todd Koontz, or Paula White, or any of these people that are selling the gospel in there, and they start this stuff where you come up and you give $1,000 and they're telling you, I'd like to see you just go to these meetings, and when they start this, stand up and say, you lie. And just call it out for what it is. And, you know, be nice. Don't be, you know, just like I said, be nice. But go there and call it for what it is. Jesus went to... He went to the temple. He wasn't ashamed to go in there and overturn the money changers' tables. No, he wasn't ashamed. He stepped right in there into the service over there, and he overthrew those tables. So I think it's biblical. I would like to see more people do it. They have live telethons, some of these like TBN and these networks where it's live. Love to see somebody stand up and say you lie when they start this stuff with the money. Say, no, that's not true. Stop prostituting the gospel, and would love to see it. So I myself this year will be popping into some of these services and having a shout out. So believe me, these people know we're out there. My website has been visited by Creflo Dollar and Jimmy Swaggart's ministries. There's several ministries that I've seen that have been to my website. So I'm sure Mike Murdoch, I have an open letter to Mike Murdoch on propheticnews.com. I'm sure he was there. When you Google Mike Murdoch Ministries, his ministry comes up, but also my ministry comes up on the first page with Mike. And my information's out there. And, you know, we don't do these things to hurt people, but the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel is more important than these false prophets and these people that are trying to bring a reproach to the gospel, because Jesus gave his life for us, and we know what he did for us, don't we? Any of us that have been born again by the precious blood of the Lamb, we know what Jesus Christ has done, how he changed our life, how he made something beautiful out of our lives. And so we want these people to know today that the people that are out there selling the gospel and using it for their own gain and bringing reproach to the kingdom of God, that we want it to stop. We ask you to repent and change, come before the world and repent and come back to the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth of the gospel. That is what we want. We want to see these people repent. We want to see some of these people be truly born again, and we want to see people come into the kingdom to know Jesus Christ in a real way, to know what he can do for you, to receive the promise of eternal life, to receive that free gift of salvation. It's free. It was bought with a price, the price of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we don't take that lightly. So maybe you're out there today and you don't know Jesus. Ask him to come into your life. Give your life to Jesus Christ today. Tell him you're sorry for your sins. Just that one person that might be out there that doesn't know God. God is real. He does love you. He cares about you. And he's the only one you can trust. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ today. Let him change your life. He can deliver you from homosexuality. You know it's wrong. You know that. He can deliver you from adultery. You know it's wrong. You know that. He can deliver you from lying and cheating and stealing and all those things that aren't making you happy. He can save you. He's a savior. He's a deliverer. So let me pray with you, Lord Jesus. We love you today. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity to preach your gospel. And Lord, whoever is out there today that doesn't know you, let them get down on their knees and repent of their sins and ask you to come into their life and change their life. Let them receive you, Lord Jesus, as Lord, the one who died, who was buried and resurrected. And whoever lives to bring intercession for us, the one who's coming again, the one who promises us a home in heaven, bless your people today, Lord. Bless all the listeners. Let them come to the knowledge of the truth, because the truth sets us free. It makes us free. It gives us joy and peace, joy unspeakable and full of glory. We want to thank you so much today for tuning in. Thank you, everyone, for listening to my program this year. It was such a blessing to have so many listeners, so many supporters. Don't forget, we're going to be here every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Monday evenings on the Prophecy Zone at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. YouTube, Jonah T for Tom 48, propheticnews.com, and whatever way we can get the gospel out. So, looking forward to 2011. It's going to be even a better year. And God bless you all. Stay healthy. My prayer for you is for many blessings, many miracles, Thanks, everybody. God bless you all.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.